Blog Talk Radio.
There is only one mother, and she gives herself freely. So give thanks to her. Give thanks to her. And when you have completed your visit with our mother, leave no trace. Leave no trace.
Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com. and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
I can't wait to fly. Oh, I'm alive. Thank you.
all the colors of the rainbow, all the voices of the wind. Every dream that reaches out, that reaches out to find where love begins. Every word and every story, every star and every sky, every corner of creation lives to testify. For as long as I shall live, I will justify the love, I'll be a witness in the silence. There's a word not enough. With every breath I take, we'll give thanks to God above. For as long as I shall live, I will testify the love.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Messages of Light. I am your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. And today we have a very special guest named Linda Emmanuel, and she actually is a testify to love because she testified to love and was on a very long and hard journey with her health and her life. And she has a fabulous book out called Alternative Revelations. And when she was on this journey, she actually had some amazing experiences happen that she's going to talk to us about today. But before we get to that, I would just like to say that I would like everyone to keep baby Caden, who is in Barnes Jewish Hospital, in your prayers. He's got some difficulties going on with his lungs, and their doctors are basically saying that it's up to God and him now, so it's kind of a fight right now. And so prayers for Mama Delaine and Devin and Grandma Bethany would be, you know, wonderful. Any healing thoughts and prayers you could put out there. And there's a little girl named Kiara. You can follow her on Facebook at Kiara Strong. She is a little girl who's 7 years old who has cancer, who has been, you know, just battling and fighting, and she's strong and she's changed her diet. So we need to send those people some love and prayers. You can also follow Kiara on Caring Bridge. Her name is Kiara Stout. So our call-in number today is 347-237-5339. And my guest has a web page. You can check Linda Emmanuel out at alternativerevelations.com. So Linda is an experienced author who has had emotional trauma, triggered Crohn's disease, arthritis, lupus, bipolar, and in 2003 she discovered what was causing her illness, and she began to get treatment and research, and she studied some things on mycoplasma in Canada. And from 2005 to 2008 she's been hitting the airwaves with her story. And, you know, God just spoke to her, and she lives in St. Louis, Missouri, and she's just dedicated herself to getting out there and letting people know about this amazing thing she's found out. So, again, you can check her out at alternativerevelations.com. Our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Now I'm going to bring Linda live to the show. Linda, are you there?
I'm here, Amanda. What a great introduction. Thank you. I'm very humble.
Yeah, well, it's always a pleasure to just, you know, talk with people like you who have, you know, been on this journey and, you know, discovered so much. And you said that it was just like, you know, God talked to you. And, you know, I really believe that because I think God can really talk to all of us, spirit, you know, angels. And you were really on a journey. I mean, you were asking, why is this happening to me? And, you know, plenty of people ask that question every day. Why am I sick? Why is this happening? You know, what's going on? So I know you have a lot to share, and I have this amazing book in front of me that you put out here. So I'm really anxious to talk to you about that and, you know, find out more. And everything I look and see is just, and hear is just so exciting from you.
Well, thank you. Do you want me to start with a little bit of background how I got started and my path.
That would be great. You can start, you know, a little bit about that and tell our listeners a little bit about yourself. Wonderful.
Okay. In 2000, I had my spiritual awakening, and at that time, I asked God for the full experience. I didn't know what that really meant, but I wanted to do my entire soul contract, whatever I came down to do. And then I had a reading with, I'd say like an Edgar Cayce type, and he said to me, and I was totally healthy, he said to me, death will walk the earth in 2003. This was in 2001 on February 1st, 2001. He said, death will walk the earth, and you will tell people where to go to be safe. Well, that scared the badookies out of me, and he didn't know what they meant, and I didn't know. And then that same year, in October, I had an emotional trauma, and within months, I was flat on my off my feet in bed, with diagnosed with lupus, rheumatoid arthritis, multiple sclerosis, depression, you name it. I was everywhere. I had Crohn's. I had a fistula. And I asked God, why is this happening to me? You know, I knew that was something good was supposed to turn out of it, but I had no idea. And then in 02, I was close to death. I was in the fetal position in bed and wasting away. I looked like I had AIDS, and I stopped. I couldn't eat. I was so sick, and I would just lay in bed for like a whole year. And the doctors didn't know what was wrong. They couldn't diagnose it. I had muscle and nerve damage. My hands looked like claws. I couldn't even button a button. I was in a wheelchair.
Oh, my goodness.
I went to the head neurologist at Barnes Hospital, waited 3 months. But by that time, I had found out about the organism that causes cancer and disease. And I had started, and this was in 03. And I started studying it. I wanted to know why I was so chronically fatigued. I couldn't walk, why I couldn't sleep even though I was exhausted, why I was so depressed I wanted to die. And I studied under the researchers, all their journals and everything, and I wanted to learn more about this organism, which has been suppressed for 100 years. Allopathic doctors don't know about it. So when I had an appointment with the head neurologist at Barnes, I told the doctor foolishly that it was an organism attacking me, and they looked at me like I was crazy. And then they sent me down to get my blood drawn, and I had 16 vials of blood taken out of me, and the test results came back a week later with nothing's wrong with you, yet I had cysts in my brain with lesions and cysts in the frontal lobes of my brain. I had brain fog. I couldn't walk without assistance. I couldn't even step up a curb without losing my balance. And then when I, in 05, I went up to Canada to talk to the researchers at a conference, and they suggested I find a tetracycline IV. So I came back home, and I started calling around the country. And in the way, and also I asked God, I said, if you want me to help people, show me, find me the cure. So I don't use that word now, but find me a treatment. So I found a doctor in Alabama who said over the phone, I've cured AIDS, I've cured chronic fatigue, and I've cured diabetes. I knew he, whatever treatment he had would help me because it's all the same organism. So I went down to Birmingham, Alabama, got two treatments of mild silver protein, which is like colloidal silver IV, which in silver is antimicrobial, knocked it dead. Mm-hmm. And I tested negative for lupus after that. So then I built a website and started telling people about it, telling people about my story. And people at that time in 05, they weren't ready for the truth. They thought I was crazy. I never talked about anything negative. And they would say, why doesn't my doctor know about this? Well, they're not trained in that. So in 08, after getting tired of being kicked around and made fun of and ridiculed, I went quiet for 3 years. And then in 2012, I saw the epidemic of cancer and disease because, by the way, cancer, and this is going to shock some people, since cancer and disease are infections, and by mycoplasma, which is a cell wall deficient bacteria, since they are infections, they are contagious, but everybody is genetically weak in their own unique way. and this organism attacks you where you are weak, and it is spread through body fluids. Everybody's got infected with the organism, but whether they have an active infection is, it depends on if they've had a trauma. Like I had an emotional trauma, and when you have an emotional trauma or a physical trauma, your body becomes acidic. And bacteria are the opposite of us. They live in acidity. And the bad bacteria, mm-hmm. which this organism is, lives in acidity, and it's anaerobic, meaning it doesn't thrive in oxygen. In fact, its purpose is to break down dead bodies along with the mold and the blowflies. But we're very much alive. And when you have a lot of stress, are depressed, are angry, your body becomes acidic. And the organism monitors three things in our body: the oxygen level, your pH, and your immune system. And it will activate when the situation is right for it. And it lays dormant in our bodies waiting to be activated. And depending where you are weak is where it first attacks you. So did I make myself a little clear? So yeah, I killed the organism with the silver, and then I was okay. But I had a lot of healing to do in those years because I was in a wheelchair walker for a long time.
Oh, my goodness.
I could,
yeah.
Yeah, I had myelin sheath damage. The organism is encased, and I don't know if you posted the picture of it. It's encased, it's a DNA strand, it's encased in a membrane, and the membrane is made of fat and sugar, and that's what mostly people's diets are nowadays, fat and sugar.
Right.
That's what it needs to replicate. So what is a myelin sheath made of? What is 75% of your brain? Everything in your body is made of cholesterol or fat, so it needs fat, so it's the smallest living organism, and it can cross the blood-brain barrier, and the brain is a perfect place to attack because it's 75% fat. It needs sugar, too, so people eat a lot of sugar, and sugar is highly, highly, refined sugar is highly acidic. So when people are feeding it, you've always heard about how you feed cancer with sugar. Well, that's the organism inside
right.
that cancer cell using that sugar to replicate. So there's many ways since 05 when I got well, since I decided to write a book in 2012, I didn't want to write the book. I had gone quiet for 3 years, and I asked God for a confirmation whether it would
mm-hmm.
be worthwhile. So I went to Sedona. And an angel mystic approached me, and she said, I have a message for you. And she did not know me at all. And she said, do
oh, wow.
your project. It will be successful. So I went home, and it took me a year. And I launched it, I think, on April 16th of 2013. And my goal is to be a professional speaker. And people are so different now. They're so the consciousness has shifted. People are seeking the truth, and they're seeking answers. And one of the things, I guess one of my skills is I'm really good at explaining how, what, and, you know, how and what, how something works, how chronic fatigue works, how the depression works, why you can't sleep, why, you know. And I just have a knack. Right now, doctors don't know this. I uncovered the truth about heart disease, what really causes it, and proved it without a reasonable doubt. So, and there's ways to reverse heart disease, but it's a uphill battle, you know, especially
yeah.
if somebody is really, really, really sick, because mycoplasma is the cause of heart disease.
So it sounds like mycoplasma is a cause of many things, like chronic
right.
fatigue, depression,
right.
Right. You know, infection, maybe inflammation, because
right.
of cancer. It sounds like there are many things, you know, how you're talking about how things happen that,
right.
you know, is caused by that, because it's, you know, the disease, and all of this is feeding the disease. So, you know, you've really worked on a way to, you know, be knowledgeable and heal yourself of this. And this came about, you know, through
no
spiritual.
Question.
Yeah. Obviously through spiritual,
oh
you know, because you were really down. I mean, that right there speaks volumes about how, you know, you were just down, and how, you know, people would probably say, well, what is your, you know, what's your experience, what's your credentials? And, you know, I mean, I'm sure you have some credentials and you can mention those, but it feels like to me that what you're saying too is that, you know, your credentials are your experience.
That's right. But I took human biology at Merrimack Junior College in St. Louis, and I loved it. And that was back in 92, something like that. But I just studied the researchers and then just picked up enough stuff, and then I've gone from there. And I keep getting things revealed to me, you know, and it's just amazing how I ask God to show me the cause of heart, prove it to me. And sure enough, it just popped up in front, and I just, the right things came in front of me to put it together. And heart disease, I can explain a little bit about heart disease. In your mouth, the anaerobic bacteria build plaque. They adhere to themselves and to the host. And then they build a shield around themselves with fat and sugar and protein to protect themselves from the immune system. Now, that's called a biofilm, but that's what they build in the arteries, in the heart and the arteries in the body. They don't build the plaque in the veins, only in the arteries or the small arteries. And what
mm-hmm.
they do is they keep the macrophages attack, and they're just trying to go through the biofilm to attack the mycoplasma that is attacking the heart muscles, you know. And it's just an ongoing battle, and the plaque builds and builds and builds. And as it ruptures, the mycoplasma releases and spreads a new colony. A mycoplasma doesn't attack one by one. They group together and colonize, and they build a plaque over themselves to protect themselves from the immune system and other, you know, adverse effects. But they're not smart. They have no brain, but they know how, Mother Nature, they just know how to protect themselves. But there are ways to break down the plaque. There are ways to kill the mycoplasma. There's ways to kill it on your own, and you know, it's
so.
It's
do you want to share some of those ways of how okay. someone would go about, you know, if they're infected, you know, like let's say they were worried about, you know, being infected by all this stuff. I mean, one of the first things that I think of is what you're eating, but I'm sure there's many other things you could name off as well.
Right. Well, you want to bacteria. The bad bacteria live in the soil, and they live in us too. And they attack plants. And one of the things plants put out to defend themselves against the anaerobic bacteria, the plants need good bacteria too, just like we do to break their food down. But what they do is nitrogen in the soil goes into the plant. The plant uses nitrogen. Nitrogen is antimicrobial and also a pesticide, and it affects the central nervous system too. But that's what the plants put out, and that's mostly the way to kill it. The immune system secretes what you call nitric oxide, which is made out of arginine, and they secrete it at the pathogens in our body to kill it. So when you've got an infection going on, you've got a higher count of white blood cells trying to get rid of the pathogen, and the macrophages and the phagocytes, they secrete nitric oxide, which is NO, at the pathogens, plus the endothelial cells, that's the innermost lining of your blood vessels, they take arginine and turn it into nitric oxide, which relaxes the heart muscles. But when you've got a mycoplasma infection, you've got a double load of, a demand for arginine because your immune system is using it. And then when people who have diabetes, that's mycoplasma diabetes too. So they are short of arginine, and arginine is used by the body to heal besides fight pathogens. And it's very important amino acid in our body. And I just lost my little train of thought. I guess I got diverted. But nitrogen, there are plants out there that are really, really high in nitrogen. Like, for instance, the hemp plant, which is marijuana, the reason that is so anti-cancer is marijuana, mm-hmm. or the Indian hemp, is very, very high in nitrogen. It's not the THC. It's not some flavoroids or antioxidants. It is nitrogen in the marijuana plant that kills mycoplasma, and, that's why it works. And another one, how it all got started was I found out about a study done by Georgetown, Duke, and Vanderbilt. Now, they don't know about what causes Alzheimer's, but by the way, mycoplasma causes Alzheimer's. And they did a study on Alzheimer's patients, and half the patients wore a placebo of a nicotine patch, 15 milligram, and the other half wore a patch, and the other wore a placebo. At the end of 6 months, the ones who wore the placebo, they got worse, and the ones who wore the patch, their memory improved and their health improved. Well, what it turned out to be is tobacco is very, very high in nitrogen and also what you call an alkaloid. Alkaloids are carbon, hydrogen, nitrogen, and oxygen. There are some of the alkaloids in tobacco cause birth defects. That's why it's so dangerous for pregnant women to smoke, that some of those alkaloids really affect the central nervous system. So tobacco has over 61 alkaloid phytochemicals in it. That's why it's so potent against mycoplasma. Plus, it's real high in nitrogen. There's other plants that are high in nitrogen. The big one right now that really knocks it out is bloodroot. Bloodroot is a centuries and centuries old Indian remedy for cancer. Bloodroot grows really in thickets. It grows from Canada to Florida on the south, in the, the southeast part of, or the eastern part of the country, our country. And bloodroot has really super strong or potent alkaloids, which are nitrogen-based chemical compounds. And if somebody's going to go out and buy bloodroot on the internet, be careful where you get it from, because some sources don't use the, they use other things in it besides the bloodroot, like yellow dock. You want to get the stuff that's really potent, that's made with wild ginger root and bloodroot and zinc oxide. And that's really knocks it out. People in St. Louis who have had stage 4 terminal cancer, they've been sent home by their doctors to die. They've gotten well mm-hmm. on bloodroot. And right now I'm working with a dog who had a month to live. I started working with him a year ago. He had metacarbolic lung cancer. And the owner called me up and begged me, can you help me? I love my dog, He's got tumors sticking out everywhere. So I went over there, and I used my what you call a zapper on him, frequency. And then he was also on carnivora, and he was also on diatomaceous earth. And he had to get off a grain-based diet. That's one of the things that gets you sick. Grains are acidic.
Oh, yeah.
And then he got purified water. So he's still alive, and that was back in October last year. But then he started getting sick again, and then this time we put him on bloodroot. And the maker of it said he'll be well, he'll be starting to get well in like 5 days. So he can only take a half a dose of what humans can take. you only take about this, a human can only take the size of a pea. That's how strong.
Wow. That's a very
and
strong.
Another thing that,
that's amazing.
So nitrogen kills it, and so does sulfur. That's why garlic and onions are so potent against, they're antimicrobial. It's not, allicin's is a sulfur-based phytochemical in garlic, but garlic's loaded with sulfur, and sulfur is another way to kill it. And another way to kill it, in the breast milk, when a woman or a mammal is breastfeeding her baby, there's what you call medium-chain fatty acids, which are is coconut, is the same medium-chain fatty acid that is in coconut oil. Remember, the organism needs fat. The organism uptakes the medium-chain fatty acid. It cannot use it, and it dissolves its membrane. And one of the reasons people get depression, they can't sleep, they get diabetes, they have Hashimoto, that low thyroid hormones, it's because the organism, the membrane is made out of a fat and a sugar. So what is a hormone? A hormone, one of the main ingredients of a hormone is fat. So it gets in your endocrine system, uptakes your cholesterol, and you don't make hormones. You need hormone. You need fat to make endorphins and not be depressed. You need hormone. You need fat to make melatonin so you can sleep. You need fat to make insulin so you don't get diabetes. So that it causes hormonal imbalance. It gets in the endocrine system, mm-hmm. and it just wreaks havoc. It wreaks havoc. It can abort a baby. It can attack a fetus. You know, if it can cross the blood brain, it can cross that placenta. You know,
wow.
It can cause, yeah. And there's ways to kill it. You know, frequency kills it. Dr. Royal Rice, he treated it in the 30s, and he got terminal stage 4 cancer patients well, and then he was assassinated. For it, his machines were confiscated. I have a Rice machine.
Wow.
Yeah, and then Dr. Hulda Clark invented a zapper, which is in the same line as a frequency. That can kill it. But there's lots of ways to kill it. Colloidal silver will kill it. MMS, Jim Humble's CLO2, that kills pathogens. And people just have to remember that cancer and disease are infections. And they're caused by microorganisms. And until the truth comes out, the pharmaceuticals and allopathic medicine, they're not forced to recognize what causes the disease and cancer. So they just keep shoving drugs at us just to mask the symptoms.
Mm-hmm. That is really something. And, you know, I also know that some of the things that show up in our body can be caused from, you know, like you've talked about depression, and you've talked about, you know, things like that. They can also stem from emotions, like anger could cause cancer, and, you know, depression can, you know, things can show up that way. But like you said, it's also the infection. So it's treating, you know, both concepts. It's treating the emotion, and it's also treating the body. And, you know, I just love some things that you've, you know, gone over here, because, you know, that is a huge way to teach people of how, you know, they can move forward and, you know, make things, you know, happen. And there are effective treatments that can, you know, really help you with this stuff. And so how would people tell if they have the infection? Do you have some ways that, you know, people could really pinpoint if they have that?
Well, if they have trouble sleeping, even though they're tired. Now, if you drank five glasses of tea, you probably will have a hard time sleeping. But if you nightly have trouble sleeping and you toss and turn and you just can't get to sleep, you're low on, I think it's called melatonin. You're not making hormones. You need hormones to sleep. If you're depressed, and there's no reason to be depressed. I mean, you know, if you're chronically depressed, and that's, you're not making endorphins. So, and another one is you've lost your libido. Migraines are a symptom of mycoplasma, joint pain, rheumatoid arthritis. You know, just lots, everybody has their own symptoms, you know. Neuropathy, carpal tunnel is plaque, mycoplasma plaque on the myelin sheath in the wrist. That is definitely mycoplasma plaque. They have found mm-hmm. plaque in the brains of autopsied Alzheimer's patients because the mycoplasma shield they build around themselves to protect themselves from the immune system.
Wow. Yeah, I know. I have a friend of mine who is actually going to, you know, be tested for neuropathy, and I was thinking, boy, she needs to look into some of this stuff too.
Neuropathy, it could probably be two of things, and I'm not a doctor, okay? It could be something with the heart, your blood. Your
right.
blood vessels might be blocked. I don't know. But it also could be nerve damage. Nerve damage.
Absolutely.
I had neuropathy so bad that I had no feeling in my feet. And, you know, it, my hands looked like claws. It was
yeah.
just unbelievable what I looked like. I looked like
just,
a monster.
You just took some of the you just used some of the things to, you know, you probably changed your diet and worked on some things
oh
to
my gosh.
Help change that.
Well, the reason people are getting sick, of course, trauma, emotional or physical, triggers it. But people set themselves up. And one of the anaerobic and the good bacteria, anaerobic and the aerobic bacteria, they live in acidity, a pH.
Mm-hmm.
They're the opposite of us. So we have to stay alkaline so the bacteria doesn't colonize anywhere but our gut. Now, the anaerobic bacteria, you don't want them to colonize anywhere because they're the ones that cause disease and cancer. So what determines your pH is minerals. Minerals are like rock. They don't burn. When you eat, let's say you drink some soda, and it's really highly acidic. Soda's between 1 and 3. On the pH scale, and 0 is pure acid, and 14 is alkaline, 7 is neutral. So when you drink that soda, your body freaks out, and it will pull calcium, which is a mineral, out of your bones because alkaline and acid minerals bind together and neutralize. The blood always must stay neutral. But the tissues, when you're eating all that acidic food, and by the way, the only source of alkaline minerals are in fruits and vegetables. That's it. Grains are acidic. Meat is acidic. Eggs, are neutral. Milk is acidic, even though what? But milk is pasteurized. Anything processed.
Yeah,
even if you open
I do know milk is acidic. Mm-hmm.
Right. And even though you might open a can of mandarin oranges with sugar in it, that is acidic, even though those oranges in their natural state are alkaline. So here, Your whatever you're eating, minerals are rock. They don't burn in your cells. They're left as a residual ash, and that is what determines your pH. If you have more acidic minerals, ash in your tissues, you're going to take on an acidic pH. But that doesn't guarantee you're going to get sick. It takes some kind of stress or some kind of event for the organism to awaken. And where it awakens is where you are genetically weak. So if you have diabetes in your family, the chances are you will get diabetes. It'll be in your pancreas. If you have breast cancer like Angelina Jolie in her family, you may get breast cancer because the breasts are fat. It needs fat. You may get leukemia. It may attack the blood, the white blood cells, it may attack the red blood cells, may attack the lymph system. You may get Lou Gehrig's disease. You may have the marker for lupus. You may get multiple sclerosis. You may get scleroderma. You may get endometriosis. You may get pelvic inflammatory disease. By the way, women usually get infected through sex, and they start off with a urinary tract infection. That is the cancer germ. That is what it's really difficult to get rid of. That's how it's passed on. It's in the males. It colonizes in the male prostate, and it's in the seminal, I hope I say this right, seminal fluid. So it's very
mm-hmm.
risky. I try to tell people, please, please, please either be monogamous or be celibate because it's very dangerous out there right now. people are really bed hopping. You know, I call it bed hopping, but that's how it's spread. That's why we're in an epidemic. And our children are pushed. Sex is really pushed down their throat. You know, everything's sex in the movies, on TV. And, you know, look at, what's her name, Hannah Montana, you know. I mean, they're really pushing sexuality, and more and more people are getting sicker younger. Teenagers they usually start off with the bipolar or the depression, and then it'll kick in with something else. So it's something to think about, you know. I know it sounds, I'm trying not to preach, but that's how it's spread, through body fluids. You can go on an airplane and get it too. You're breathing everybody's mycoplasma, you know, but that doesn't mean you're going to get sick. Don't walk around thinking you're going to get sick. All you have to do is know how to protect yourself, what causes it, and what kills it. And then you've got it made. You can protect your family, and you can protect yourself and your friends if they'll listen to you.
Absolutely. I definitely know the epidemic is out there, and we just have to, you know, be careful. And I think, like you said, one of the biggest ways to protect yourself is, you know, watch out for body fluids.
And eat an alkaline diet, fruits and vegetables.
Yes.
That's why you hear so much about cancer and disease are being reversed through a plant-based diet. They usually don't tell you why, because I don't think they know. That's because you're eating 100% alkaline, and the organism will die. If you can raise your pH to 8.6 at a given moment in time, it dies. But you can do that through detoxing. You can do that through an alkaline diet. And remember, grains are acidic. You know, bread, wheat, oats, barley, that's all acidic. But and eventually, you know, if you eat the beans, and you have to add the protein, and there is a lot of protein in regular fruits and vegetables, believe it or not, there's a lot of protein or amino acids in the vegetables we eat naturally, you know. Like asparagus
Absolutely.
Is a good one. Broccoli has both sulfur and nitrogen in it. One of the best plants you can eat is cabbage. It's got a lot of sulfur, a lot of nitrogen in it. Even potato skin, if you eat the potato skin, that is alkaline, but if you eat the inside, that's acidic. But potato skin has a lot of nitrogen in it, and because the plant is trying to protect itself from the bad bacteria, it's in the soil, and the bacteria are in the soil. So carrots are real high in nitrogen, even though they have a lot of sugar in them too, but it's a natural sugar. That's why you hear about people juicing carrots. They can reverse their cancer. That's because it's real high
perfect.
In nitrogen. Anything dark, dark green is nitrogen. Like dark leafy green, spinach is high in nitrogen. Eggplant, the bitter taste in the eggplant, the skin, those are the nitrogen. Garlic's high in nitrogen and sulfur. What else? Hemp seed, a really good one to get is hemp seed, Indian hemp seed. It's really high in nitrogen. It's high and really, if somebody really wants to stay well, they should even give up olive oil. Olive oil is 25% polyunsaturated oil, and they put polyunsaturated oil in paint because it's sticky. So if you really want to stay healthy, use coconut oil. Coconut oil kills it. And
yeah, that's
thing
definitely
that kills
the way to go.
Diatomaceous earth will kill it. And people should research diatomaceous earth. It's silica dioxide, and it cages, they use it in granaries because it'll pull the fat out of the chitin, which is in the skeleton of the insect. And the skeleton of the insect is made out of a polysaccharide. Now, mycoplasma has polysaccharide in its membrane, so it will absorb the fat out of the mycoplasma and kill it too. So diatomaceous earth should be on everybody's to-do list every day to take diatomaceous earth.
Yes.
And it's so cheap. You can get a 10 or 20-pound bag for like $20 on the Internet.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
or you can go to Cheryl's Herbs. She sells it on Manchester in Maplewood. It's just really, I had such damage to my joints, and I've been taking diatomaceous earth, I think, since like November last year. I won't need a knee replacement. It rebuilds your silica dioxide, rebuilds your collagen, rebuilds your joints. I don't have any pain anymore, even though I was suffering for a long time with all the damage I went through. I mean, it left me really crippled. But now I'm doing pretty good with the diatomaceous earth. I put it in my smoothies.
And I bet it's other really people, good in smoothies, too.
Yeah, and it's kind of like, almost looks like baby powder, you know, but it has like, in fact, they put diatomaceous earth in toothpaste. That's what the grit is. Diatomaceous earth will scour out your blood vessels. It'll help make you regular. It'll lower your cholesterol by 20%. It'll help you absorb your minerals and vitamins. Yeah, it's really great stuff. It's called Diatomaceous Earth. And my website, if you want to read about mycoplasma, it's lindaemanuel.com. That's E-M-M-A-N-U-E-L.com. I have like a tutorial on there and all the protocols that kill it. And you can see pictures of it, and you can read the history of the organism that dates back 100 years. You can read about that on my website. It's about 10 years ago, if you would Google mycoplasma, that's M-Y-C-O-P-L-A-S-M-A, you would get about 10 hits. Now you get about 1.5 million. So the information has been snowballing since 2003 when it started coming out.
That's a long time.
Yeah, but it's all had to be word of mouth. The pharmaceuticals, I hate to talk about this, but they know about it. The elite know about it. They know they would never get chemo or radiation. They go down to Mexico and get stem cell or ozone or, you know, they know what to do. But in my book, I have a lot of protocols in there that you can do yourself, lots and lots. And they're on my website, too. You don't have to buy the book. I put it on my – I'm just trying to help people do what the prophecy says. Tell them where to go to be safe. That's what I'm doing.
Well, and you're definitely getting the word out there in your books and in, you know, talking on the radio shows about everything. And it looks like you just have, you know, a testimony about, you know, how you've overcome being really, really sick, and you asked for guidance and you received that. That's pretty impressive.
Well, what really helped me was that prophecy. Because when I found out about the organism on February 28th of 2003, I'll never forget that night, I found out about it. I said, oh, my gosh, the prophecy. Now I know why I got sick. But there was no treatment, so I put it out to God. I said, if you want me to help people, find me a treatment. And then I got led to the guy in Birmingham, but he's retired since. And right now I'm desperately trying to find a doctor in the St. Louis area that will give this IV of silver. It just knocks it right out. It just knocked it
right
out. But, you know, the doctors, they're doing such a booming business that why should they get more? They don't need any more business. People are standing in line. The medical industry is keeping our economy going. Parking lots are full. Hospitals are full.
It seems like the doctors just don't want to educate themselves on this, or they're not as open-minded to this, because I guess that's how they're making a living.
Well, it's if they bite the hand that feeds them, or if they think outside the box, they get ridiculed by their peers. They get the FBI will come raid their office, or, you know, we don't really live in freedom like we think. We don't have a freedom. We have to come up with our own way to keep ourselves well. Because I don't depend on allopathic medicine to keep me well. I took responsibility for my own health and researched it. People should research it. Mycoplasma, M-Y-C-O-P-L-A-S-M-A. The number one hit is Wikipedia. On Wikipedia now, they're stating lung cancer, prostate cancer, gastric cancer, and breast cancer, or mycoplasma. It's finally coming out. And it's only a matter of time where people will, they'll be enlightened. They'll, you know, I tell people ignorance is terminal. Knowledge is power. And we're in what you call the apocalypse, which is unveiling of the truth. It doesn't mean doom and gloom.
Right. It's just the start of a new, it's just the start of a new change. It's like, you know, you have to really educate yourself like you do pretty much anything else, because, you know, from what you're saying, it looks like that's what you need to do in order to, you know, find these things out. And you have so much knowledge and pictures and research. You know, you've done a lot of work here, you know, just to bring that forward. And, you know, I think a lot of people these days, they want to get well and they want to stay well. So just knowing how to do that.
They have to make some little bit of life changes. And then once you, I think if people understand why, then they're more apt to do it. If you're sort of told, eat your fruits and vegetables, you're like, oh, yeah, okay. But if you're told the reason to eat your fruits and vegetables is because of alkalinity, that's the only source of alkaline minerals that determine your pH. And we've got to keep our bodies detoxed, and we've got to keep our bodies an alkaline pH. Or if we have all the stress going on in the world now, it's almost impossible, even if you're spiritual, not to be stressed out. And stressed, you become acidic. And we're heading for the ascension, and I guess our bodies, we're going to get them all healed up, you know? Mind, body, soul, I guess.
The key is just to, you know, really put it out there, make things happen. And like you said, you know, you're really educating people on, you know, different things like that. You know, I was curious, though, you do have something called a
Herxheimer?
Yeah, you want to talk a little bit about that?
Oh, yeah, that's a good, okay. When you go through kill-off, like when I had the mild silver protein IVs, about an hour after the IV was over, that membrane, I don't know if people can see a picture of the mycoplasma, that's a membrane around that DNA. It's just a DNA strand with a membrane around it. Now, that membrane is called an endotoxin. The endotoxin is to the immune system like a drop of blood is to the shark. It ignites the immune system. It just goes into like a feeding frenzy. Okay, when you have the flu and you get chills and fever, you get nauseated, you get a stomach ache, that's your body reacting to the toxins the organisms are throwing off when your body is killing them. That's called Herxheimer. And when you go through a big kill-off of mycoplasma, the mycoplasma release that endotoxin, and your immune system is responding to the endotoxin. That's why you get a fever, you get, you know, your teeth chatter, you shake, your butt, you get a temperature, you might throw up, you get a headache. That's called Herxheimer. So once the Herxheimer is over, you feel so good. It's called Herxheimer effect.
Okay, because I was wondering what that was. You'd have that word on there, and I thought, well, I should ask you about that.
Yeah, and that's the endotoxin is made out of a lipopolysaccharide. That's a fat and a sugar. And one of the things the dog was on the protocol, and President Reagan had colon cancer in the White House back when it was kept secret, and he wouldn't get chemo and he wouldn't get radiation. Instead, he sent for out of the country an illegal drug called Carnivora, which was made from the Venus flytrap, and he got well. And one of my things is I wanted to find out what was in the Venus flytrap, because the makers of the flytrap, I don't think they knew about mycoplasma, and they didn't know why it worked. Well, remember, the endotoxin ignites the immune system, right? And an endotoxin is made out of a lipopolysaccharide, a fat and a sugar. One of the phytochemicals in the Venus flytrap, which Carnivora is made out of, is a lipopolysaccharide. That is exactly why the immune system ignites the Venus flytrap. They think that lipopolysaccharide is the enemy, so the immune system is turned on and it goes into, comes out of sleep and gets into the eating mode, you know, like the Pac-Man mode, and starts attacking the pathogens. So that's why that's why the carnivore gets the immune system turned on.
Well, that's the key, is to get the immune system turned on. So,
and I would, and also people could take bovine colostrum made out of organic colostrum. It's from the first milking of a cow. Usually that's organic, and it's really no milk in it. And it's got lactoferrin in it, and it's got human growth hormones. By the time you hit your 30s and that, your thymus is the size of a pea, and you want the colostrum will rebuild your immune system. It'll rebuild your thymus gland, and it'll get your immune system in order. And the immune system, the macrophages help the body heal, and that the colostrum builds the immune system. Colostrum is colostrum.
Mm-hmm.
That's a really good product to take. It'll help, especially if you want to, if you're healing, if you're trying to fight infection. It won't, you know, it's really great stuff. And you can get on that on the internet or possibly the health food store.
Okay, so if people want to find out more about you and your book, they can go to alternativerevelations.com, right?
Actually, lyndaemanuel.com is a little better.
Lyndaemanuel.com.
Yeah, and I will be at, if people who live in St. Louis, if they want to come out and talk to me, I will be out at Flex this afternoon about 1 o'clock. It's at, let's see the address here, 13675 Big Bend. That's at the corner of Doherty Ferry and Big Bend. It's called Flex. It's right next to the corner pub, and it's, I guess you call, it's really on Kirkwood mailing address, but it's out in like West County by the 141. And if they have questions or want to just meet me, or they can buy bloodroot there. Did we, Carla, the owner of Flex, she sells the really good stuff. And like I said, buyer beware of who you buy your bloodroot from. But it does.
Right.
And today, Jocelyn Wright will be out there doing live blood. We'll be doing live blood cell analysis.
Okay,
if people want to make
an
appointment. And their phone number is 636-861-3539.
All right. Awesome. Thank you very much
hope
for being my guest today.
Oh, my gosh. I'm so grateful that you took interest in this. It's just such a service you've done for people, you know.
Well, and I will continue, and we'll have to have you on again. It was wonderful speaking with you, and I had a great time today, you know, listening to you and listening to all the things you had to share. Thank you so much for a wonderful show today.
Thank you, Amanda. Thank you,
okay,
Amanda.
Take care.
God
bless
you.
Blessings.
Bye.
All the colors of the rainbow, all the voices of the wind, every dream that reaches out to find where love begins. Every word of every story, every star and every sky, every corner of creation lives to testify. As long as I shall live, I will justify the love. I'll be a witness in the silence. There's a word not enough. With every breath I take,